Hello, hello. Welcome to session 287 of Selling the Couch. I hope that you are doing well. Man, we are rolling up to 300 episodes. I would have actually never considered and even thought that I would reach 300 episodes. But yeah, I'm just so grateful that you continue to tune in. Today's podcast session is a topic that I know that many of us may be considering, or at least some of us may be considering, which is building an online directory. And I'm joined by Laura Reagan. Laura is a licensed clinical social worker down in Maryland. And Laura had a wonderful idea to create a directory for trauma therapists. As you'll hear in this interview, Laura has been a therapist and specifically working with trauma for the past 19 years. She's also a trauma survivor and just has learned so many nuances of trauma and the services and the lack of services that there are there. And Laura had this idea to create this directory. And today we're going to actually talk a bit of the behind the scenes of this. We're going to start with our conversation with where did this idea for this directory even come from? And then how did Laura make that leap from it being an idea to deciding like, hey, I'm actually going to be the person that's going to create this? I wanted to ask that question because I know that that gap is often something that stops many of us. We have a great idea, but then to believe that we are the person that's going to create that, I think that stops a lot of us. And then we're going to go into what are some of the logical steps in actually getting a directory off of the ground. Laura is going to share resources and things and folks that you can reach out to who might be great, who are going to be wonderful resources as you may be thinking about this as well. And then we wrap up with some of the things that have gone well with building this directory and then some of the things that are going to need tweaking as the directory evolves. This is just a wonderful resource, the Trauma Therapist Network that Laura put together. Definitely encourage you to check it out at traumatherapistnetwork.com and definitely join the directory. You know, I think when colleagues especially create these wonderful things, I think one of the best things that we can do as clinicians is to financially support clinicians that are doing this. So if you're able, please consider doing that. It's a wonderful resource and such a much needed resource. But before we do get to today's podcast session, just wanted to take a moment to thank Kelly, Miranda, and the team over at ZiniMe for supporting today's podcast session. ZiniMe is their private practice coaches, and I've gotten to know Kelly and Miranda here over the past several years, and they're just really good people. And one of the really cool things with their website is if you go to the website and go to the services section, there's actually entire things about where you are in your private practice journey. So you can actually get custom content depending on where you are. So whether you're starting from scratch, whether you're struggling in private practice, whether you have a successful practice, or whether you have a group practice, they actually have set it up where you will get nuanced resources and all of those different things. You can learn more about ZiniMe and the number of free trainings that they offer, and I'll tell you more about them here at the end of our session. But you can learn more over at sellingthecouch.com/ZiniMe, and ZiniMe is spelled ZynnyME. So we'll get right to today's podcast session. Here's my conversation with Laura Reagan, and the website is over at traumatherapistnetwork.com. Hey, Laura, welcome back to the podcast.
I'm so glad to be here again, Melvin. Thank you.
You know, before we dive deep into our conversation today, I just wanted to tell you, like I told you this in private, but like how grateful I am for our friendship. I mean, you are one of the most kind and sweet people. And I'm grateful that, you know, we, through just seasons of life, we've been able to stay in touch. And I know that, you know, even we just made a commitment to make sure we're intentional with staying in touch. So I really am just so grateful for you.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind too. And that's beautiful to hear. I just want to say thank you to you for your friendship, but also I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit, but you are the you really helped me make my podcast be what it is now through, you know, meeting you. So in addition to our friendship, you've been a great support to me professionally, and I'm really grateful for both.
Yeah. Thank you. Likewise, I am just so appreciate this. You've been busy, group practice and managing that during a pandemic, but you also have had this idea. I know that it's not just been like a couple of week idea, not even a couple of month idea, but something that I thought about for a long time, which is to create a directory that brings together both the public as well as clinicians that specifically work with trauma. I wanted to just start here. And where did the idea for that directory come from?
Yeah, I've been a trauma therapist my whole career as a clinician. And before I even, you know, went to grad school or even finished my bachelor's, I've been working with trauma. So for 19 years, I've been working with trauma survivors in some capacity. And, you know, the whole way I've known that it's very difficult to find a trauma therapist. So when, you know, someone's trying to find a trauma therapist, or I'm trying to refer someone to a therapist who specializes in trauma, you know, it's like best kept secret or something. It's almost like, you know, word of mouth, because clients come to me all the time saying, you know, I knew I needed therapy. I knew I had a painful childhood. I knew I'd been through things that really were impacting me, but I didn't really know that it was called trauma. So I went into therapy, and, you know, the therapist I worked with was nice, or there were some aspects of it that were helpful, but they didn't really understand what I went through or how to help me. So, you know, and then people will say, now that I'm receiving trauma therapy, when they work with me, I feel so different. I, you know, what I thought was never going to get better has changed so much just in 6 months, a year, 2 years. And so I just deeply believe that all of us should be practicing from at least a trauma-informed perspective, because trauma is so prevalent, but B, also people need to be able to find the therapist that knows how to help them with what they specifically need help with, like childhood physical abuse, you know, having your house burned down when you were a child, being in the military and serving during combat. Those are all traumatic experiences that all impact us in somewhat different ways. So different therapists would specialize, like I don't specialize in combat trauma. It's something that I can help people with, but I really specialize in childhood trauma, particularly emotional and physical abuse, sexual abuse, and sexual violence. So that's very specific. And, you know, even if someone goes on, for example, Psychology Today and finds someone who says they specialize in PTSD, it doesn't mean that they know how to help the person with the specific type of trauma they've been through. So that might seem really, you know, too nitpicky or something to people, but really, as a trauma therapist, I know it matters, because it's different, the experience for the client, based on, you know, what the therapist has training in and what they specialize in, what they know.
Yeah. I mean, you articulated that really well. And let me just make sure I sort of understand. So I think one of the challenges is, for example, there can be like an umbrella term that's used, like trauma or PTSD. But when you look at that a little bit deeper, right, there are so many different nuances to it, right? And trying to say, like, even, I mean, yeah, I think about that, like, even for me, like, even me as like a potential client, like, I would want somebody who has a not just experience in trauma, but like a specific kind of trauma, right? And I could definitely see where there's like a challenge. And it's so cool that, I mean, this wasn't sort of an educated guess, right? Like, this was actually based on 19 years of experience where you were like, oh my gosh, like, you know, like these are things that my clients are coming to me for. So it's one thing to have an idea like this. Another thing to say, hey, I'm going to be the person who actually creates this resource. How did you make that leap?
Well, you know, to be honest, part of it might be like a sense of frustration in, you know, the difficulty to figure out who really knows what they know about trauma, even if they say they practice with a focus in trauma, you know, how are they practicing? That's just something that so many times I've found frustration with. And when I find other trauma therapists who practice the way I practice, which isn't the only way, obviously, you know, it's like, oh, yes, okay, you're there. You know, it's just so when people contact me and want me to help them find a trauma therapist because they've heard about trauma and trauma therapy on Therapy Chat, they're expecting me to refer them to someone who does the things that they're hearing about on Therapy Chat, because that's their like entry point. So that's what they think they're going to get. And then if the person that they contact has a different approach, then it doesn't feel like a fit. So first of all, it's okay if someone has a different approach. And this directory is not about excluding trauma therapists. It's more about clarifying how you practice. So if you have like a short-term crisis intervention model or brief solution-focused therapy, great. If that's what people are looking for, then they'll know that that's what they're going to find. But if people think they're going to be doing deep, in-depth family of origin work over a longer term and the therapist they find is brief solution-focused and they don't understand what that is, then they're going to feel like they're getting rushed out the door or the therapist isn't hearing them, when really it's just a different approach. So,
right. Yeah. I mean, what I hear in that is one of the main goals or one of the main visions that you had for the directory was actually in some ways like education and clarification. Because, yeah, I mean, I know that many of us, all of us, I think sort of orient this this way in that it's really important that clients have as much information available to them to help make an informed decision.
Very much. And so that's why this website it does include a directory, but it is for the public too. It's not just for people to find a trauma therapist, but it's for people to learn and understand what trauma is, how it impacts us, how it shows up, what it feels like, what it looks like, and to be able to learn about, okay, so for example, someone might be thinking, let's say my dad left when I was 2. So, you know, there's a loss, an abandonment wound. That's an attachment trauma. And, you know, maybe there were other things that happened after dad left that were difficult too. So, you know, you're kind of layering all those pieces together. But when someone, first of all, is able to identify, that's something that was traumatizing for me and has impacted me my whole life, even though I didn't ever realize that's why I felt the way I do. And so maybe there's not something wrong with me, but maybe I just haven't ever healed from that experience. And if I can find a therapist who specializes in that, then I can feel better and my life can be different. So it's educating people about what trauma is and that their experiences that are just part of what makes up their life could have been traumatic for them. And then what that's called, what types of therapies help with that. And then boom, you can find someone who specializes in that. So it's like a one-stop shop.
Awesome. I'm looking at it because it's like such a combo of different things from, giving a little bit of education and then helping that education leads to the ability to make an informed choice. So I wanted to ask you, there's an idea for the directory, the website, right? Like this hub, it's an idea to have it. What is like the first like logical step in actually doing something like this? I mean, do you take out like post-it notes? Do you reach out to someone? Like what do you
do? Well, that's a great question because, you know, you mentioned in the beginning how this isn't something I was just thinking about for a couple weeks. I mean, I probably talked to you about this when we were at Podcast Movement in like 2016, like, you know, it's something that I've been wishing existed and wishing I could make, but I didn't even really think I could or know where to start. So what really sparked me moving forward with it was probably in a naive way. There was a time a few years ago, and it's still pretty prevalent, that people talk about like passive income and, you know, side hustles and stuff like that, you know, scaling. And I mean, we talk about that all the time, but, you know, it's like, well, why don't I create that trauma therapist directory that I've been feeling was so needed for so long. And I know it will help so many people. And it's something I care so much about. And then, like, I have no idea how to do that. I'm not a computer person at all. You know, I can use something that someone else creates, but I don't know how to do that. And so I was pretty intimidated by that part of the process. And I finally, in summer of 2019, I finally took a step forward and I contacted Kat Love, who we both know as a person who creates therapist websites and very passionate about that. And Kat was at a conference that I was attending and we hung out and I decided to consult with Kat about how would I get started on something like this and ask Kat, is this something you do? And they were like, no, I don't do that. But this is kind of what she would need to put in place. And then Kat gave me a recommendation of a few developers that they knew and said, you know, here's why this person might be good. Here's why this person might be good. Here's what to ask them. And then from there, I had some things going on in my personal life. One of my parents got really sick and nearly died. And that was from basically August to March of August of 2019 to March of 2020. Then we all know what happened in March of 2020 in the US was when things started to shut down because of the pandemic. But at the same time, I started to really consider, like, what do you want to do with your life? Like, are you going to just sit there and not move forward on something? Like, life's too short. I think my parent being so sick really made me say, what's your vision here? You know, is it one-on-one therapy for the rest of your life? Or, you know, do you want to do that and more? So thankfully, my parent got better. But the pandemic slowed me down again, you know, sort of that feeling of like being frozen and just not knowing what to do. But finally, in winter of 2021, I did get started with one of the developers that Kat recommended. And from there, it was just a matter of putting in the creative energy to develop it with their technical knowledge and investing the money to create it. And honestly, they made the whole process so easy. They're called Cultivate WP. They do WordPress websites. And, you know, they took my idea with the design and brought it to life, making it look better than I dreamed, even though I didn't know exactly how I wanted it to look, but I knew how I didn't want it to look. And they helped me bring that into something real. And then the development, you know, the web stuff, like, no, what I'm trying to say, like the software coding, all that stuff. You know, they made all that. I have no idea what they did, but it's all very smooth. So,
yeah, I mean, that process, like, I don't know, this is something I learned as well, which is there's like this huge gap between what we want and the time that it takes and the complexity of the, you know, just so many elements that have to come together. And one thing breaks, you got to make sure it's addressed or something needs fixing or something needs updating. Like, there are definitely a lot of nuances. And I'm so glad Kat recommended someone, and I'm so glad you found them so helpful. Again, you tell me, not at all to put you on the spot or anything like this, but I imagine folks who are listening to this are probably wondering, like, ballpark, like, how much does something like this run, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was in the tens of thousands, under 50,000, I'll say. But, you know, very well worth it, because if I was going to do it, I felt really strongly it has to work right. You know, maybe this is like my own trauma, but for trauma survivors, there's so many starts and dead ends and stuff. I would not want this to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, I just wanted to like note this because I know you shared it, but just for you to have the heart to be like, you know what, like, this is not just about creating like a product for me that's going to scale or bring in like income, but like, I want to do this with care and with intention, because I want everyone that's like visiting my site, particularly like a trauma survivor, to feel like this isn't going to be a dead end. Right? Like, this is actually going to be something that opens up opportunities and possibilities and resources and all of those different things.
Very much. And it's, you know, they asked me in the design, how do you want people to feel when they go to the site. And I didn't write down what I said, so I can't remember exactly what I said, but I remember saying safe, hopeful, encouraged, like reassured, I think are, you know, some of the things that I wanted people to feel. And they helped me. I told them what colors sort of I had in mind, but they helped me bring like a warmth, I think, with the color scheme. And on the homepage, there's a woman smiling, big smiling face. And they chose that image. And I said, you know, does this feel incongruent? I mean, this is about searching for a trauma therapist. You know, should it be more of a neutral or like sad face? And I showed my son, I was like, what do you think? He said, she's happy because she found a trauma therapist. And I was like, you're right. That's what we're going for, is hopefulness. Because, you know, people always think that working with trauma is depressing, you know, like people who aren't in our field, and they'll say, oh, isn't that depressing? And I'm like, no, it feels amazing to be able to help people, because, you know, trauma is, it makes you feel like I said before, there's something wrong with you. No one's ever going to be able to help me. You know, I'm alone in the world. And the truth is, no, it's just because of what you went through. It's not you at all. You have always been whole and right, you know, and exactly as you were made to be, but the trauma makes you feel like you're not. So, and I know you can see I'm getting emotional, but it's like, it's about that belief that this can get better and you don't have to live like this forever. That, you know, I had to experience that myself. You know, I'm a trauma survivor too. So, and that's what, not to be grandiose, but that's why I did this, is I want people to be able to connect with that hope.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're both trauma survivors. And I think that, I mean, at least for me, I'm still on this journey, and I'm sure
me too.
My life. But, you know, yeah, there's a sense. I mean, I remember when I, you know, especially when I had gone through this like deep, like season of therapy and just getting like clarity about, and you just distinguished it so well, like so much of how I thought about myself was overlapped with my trauma, and it impacted just colored everything I saw and how I saw it, you know. And when I started to like be able to tease myself away from my trauma, and again, it's still a process because I definitely struggle with it, but you're gonna make me emotional here. I realize, I don't know, you know, it's, there's such a liberation. And then we, you know, we get to put these gifts out into the world, you know, that helps people and all of these things. And we get to show up in the world in the way that we were meant to. You know, so it's a beautiful vision for the directory. I wanted to wrap up with kind of two questions. One is, what's something that's gone really well in the process of creating this directory? And then what's something that maybe needs tweaking as you know, maybe even something that maybe you didn't even anticipate until, you know, this thing launched?
Okay, so what's gone really well is I've allowed myself to receive more support than I normally do, because I had to. This is, you know, I mean, I've been going to therapy weekly for years, and I have a business coach. I have a lot of supports in those ways, but I had to really surrender to, I cannot do this all myself, and it will be so much better if I allow others to hold me up when I need to be, including you, by the way, and thank you. So that's been a beautiful growth experience for me. And, you know, of course, I always talk about self-care, and I know that we're all connected, and self-compassion, but something like this, the analogy of giving birth, you know, it really is like, it's like you have an idea, you want to create something that doesn't exist, or it doesn't exist in the form that you're trying to create it in. And you could say it was like a 9-month process for one thing, but also the growth and the discomfort and the fear, really, there's so much fear. Another analogy that I've used about this is like, it's like your wedding day. And so that's where I'll say what changed or what didn't go so well, which that's not exactly what it is, but like, you know, not everyone gets married, but when you think about a wedding, there's so much planning and anticipation about the wedding day. And, you want everything to go right and you're working on it for months and months and months and months and months, and you're investing all this time and energy into it and money, but it's not about the day. Like it's, so for this, it's not about launch day. It's about what happens after that, you know, the marriage. That's the work. So all this work went into creating this, and it was born, and it's been alive for like 9 days now, but it's how it's going to be over its life and what it's going to offer. And like a child that you make when you have a baby, going back to that analogy, my clients know I do this all the time, just with two metaphors. but with that baby, it's like, it's going to become what they are meant to become and not what you wanted it to be or what you thought it was going to be. So bringing together that idea about support, it's a collaborative thing, and it's being co-created through the people who sign up for it. So the therapists that are part of it are making it what it is. And they're, as more join, you know, their feedback, their enthusiasm, their, you know, everything that they bring to it is going to make it what it is. So, you know, I think like in the what's didn't go so well part, it's a thinking that if you have to control everything and just like, it's this way and it's my vision and it's this narrow, rigid focus, that doesn't work. And that's not the energy I wanted to bring to this, but you know, it took a lot of wrangling within myself to let go of the, like, if I don't do it all, it won't be right, you know, fears.
Yeah. I mean, it's something I definitely still struggle a lot with. And I think, yeah, I mean, I think building any of these things, there is this whole process because you put in your blood, sweat, tears, finances into this, right? And it is like when you put it out into the world, there is like a letting go. I think that does have to happen, right? And it's terrifying, but it's also like in many ways, it does have to happen because like we have less control of it, of the outcome of it than we think we do, you know?
But if you can believe that it will be better, just like if I think that I have to suffer through my trauma on my own and never ask for help and never receive help, or no one can help me and I have to do it all myself, you know, that's not the way to thrive. The way to thrive is to believe that you are part of a community, to find the social support and connection, you know, even if it's not with your family or the friends you have, but putting those things into your life because we're all connected. And that's what this is really all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Laura, where can we learn more about you and about this awesome resource that you put together?
Well, the Trauma Therapist Network website is traumatherapistnetwork.com. And my group practice website is bahealing.com. But, you know, almost everything I'm doing, both podcasts and the directory and all the resources for the Trauma Therapist Network are all there on that site.
Perfect. And I'll definitely link to that in the show notes, which you guys can find over at sellingthecouch.com/session and the number 287. Laura, again, just so grateful for you, grateful for your vision, your courage, and I just can't wait to see how all of this will evolve.
Thank you, Melvin. Thank you so much.
Have a great rest of your day. Hey there, hope you enjoyed my conversation with Laura, and especially if you are a trauma therapist, I hope that today's podcast session has been really helpful for you. And also, if you've been thinking about creating a directory, I hope that today's podcast session has just given you some new ideas, new resources, and maybe more importantly, like just new motivation and new inspiration to create something like this. You know, this is a lesson that I am very slowly learning in the business journey, which is, you know, I have this, going to sound really silly, but anytime I'm thinking of like a new product or a service or something like that, I keep imagining that somebody's going to walk up to me that I really trust and be like, Mel, now is the time to launch this. Go do it. Right. And the reality is that usually doesn't happen, that, you know, waiting for somebody to magically appear and tell us to do something usually doesn't happen. But I think, you know, having that, I think for me, at least what's been helpful is surrounding myself with a group of people who are positive and will be encouraging. And then we'll also kind of encourage me or hold me in check if I'm taking on too much. I think that's been one of the most important things for my own journey, and I hope that you'll consider that as well. Laura mentioned a number of resources. Again, you can find that over on the show notes page over at sellingthecouch.com/session and the number 287. As I was thinking about this conversation, one of the most important things that I took away. So you guys can probably tell on this from this episode, but Laura and I have known each other for several years. I mean, I really consider Laura a good friend, and she is just one of the most kind and genuine people that I've met. And I know that when she created this, like it was something that she birthed from her heart because she really wanted to be of service and wanted to leave the world just a better place and provide a tool and a resource that can help so many. So I wanted to ask you guys for just a personal favor. One, would you consider just visiting the website, traumatherapistnetwork.com, engaging in the content, sharing it on social media? And then more importantly, would you consider joining the directory as well? So that this can be just such an awesome resource for the public, but also for clinicians that specifically work with trauma. As we wrap up, again, wanted to take a moment to thank Kelly and Miranda and the team over at ZinniMe for supporting today's podcast session. ZinniMe are private practice coaches. I've actually been part of their business boot camp. I'm an alum. I took business boot camp, I believe, my second year in STC. Part of why I took this is because I realized, so much of my own training, I think for many of us, we have a lot of clinical-based courses, but I didn't have much of a background in business. And I ended up taking business boot camp, and it was just a good way, I think, to round out sort of my business knowledge and just to be with like-minded people. You can find more about business boot camp over on Kelly and Miranda's site, which is sellingthecouch.com/ZinniMe, ZynnMe.com. And then, as I mentioned, there's a number of free trainings, including several that are actually continuing education eligible. So there is, for example, there's one called All About. There's a free pre-licensed therapist community meetup membership. There's a private practice analysis, so you can kind of get an idea of where your private practice is and all of those different things. And then there's all the way down to things like creating your own marketing plan or taxes or even something nuanced like starting an EMDR private practice as a therapist. A number of awesome resources that Kelly and Miranda have put together. Again, you can find more about that over at sellingthecouch.com/ZinniMe. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.